Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Final segment with Ollie Alexander. Judge Joe Brown's coming up. Ollie, you heard my questions for the break. This Pelosi situation, what do you really think is going on there? And then separately, this whole Trump-DeSantis rift, what's happening there?
Yeah, I think with the Pelosi situation, we're seeing an exaggerated hoax. This is an attempt to obviously paint the Republicans as domestic terrorists or naturally violent or whatever. Never mind that, you know, because we were going to repeal Obamacare, they had a Democrat activist, a Democrat campaign volunteer, go down and gun down Steve Scalise. And in his pocket, he had the names of the House Freedom Caucus, the most conservative members of Congress. You know, never mind that, you know, that was a thing. So I think that this is a hoax. I'm looking forward to digging into it. I've talked to some other people. There's going to be FOIA requests that obtain the body cam footage. And so I'm following this pretty closely, you know, in public. There's great reporting at InfoWars.com, great reporting at TheGatewayPundit.com. You know, there's questions about this assailant, this alleged assailant, the authenticity of the accusation that he's responsible for these blogs that put up. So I don't think we really know what happened, except for I think it's too late, Nancy. I think, quite frankly, I hate to say this, the American public doesn't care about the domestic violence that's happening because it's mainly been left wing, quite frankly. And so the left normalized it, and now they're trying to accuse us of it while people are paying $100, $110 to fill up their tanks. They're looking at the prospect of a World War III and getting, you know, supplements to make sure that they can survive, you know, radiation poisoning. So quite frankly, people don't care about domestic disputes or, you know, whatever's actually happening there. And so I think that it was a hit and a miss. It was a wrap-up smear by Nancy Pelosi. That's my view on the Pelosi situation.
What about the reports that are all over the news of imminent indictment of Trump after the midterms, and how does that feed into DeSantis?
Don't buy it. It's kind of weird. Just like right before the midterm or right before the 2020 election, I went to my viewers and I said, for the first time ever, right, as someone who doesn't guess but tries to forecast events or have no opinion, my head is telling me something different than my spirit. And this is, again, the second time for it ever to happen. You know, my head, for some reason, is telling me that Donald Trump will not be indicted, that the deep state overplayed its hand. And yet my gut, you know, where maybe there's a little bit of fear, says he will be indicted. But I think that this recent leak is actually a push, an internal push by mid-level managers or investigators to try to get him indicted. And their desperation is actually a good sign for Donald Trump. Look, I've said this. You know, I was talking to you about this last year, and a lot of people were telling me, like, oh, this is going to go away soon. This is going to go away soon. I said, I think this is the next 2 or 3 years of our life. And I strongly suspect that they're trying to set up Donald Trump for either a process crime or process crime and then an immediate pardon by Joe Biden to taint him. And so we're looking at a very complex international coup, whether it's in Brazil, whether it's in the United States, whether it's in, you know, the U.K., we're seeing a lot of people with their grubby hands into it. So, you know, I'm praying that Donald Trump isn't indicted because of what it will do in breaking this country. It'll be worse than Watergate. It'll be, frankly, worse than the Civil War. And I say that as a black man. And we can't afford for it. If they're going to beat Donald Trump, beat him fair and square. And, you know, Ron DeSantis and his donors, they're hedging. They're saying, well, there's a good chance that Donald Trump is going to get indicted. So why don't we wait in the wings? I think this is sacrificing a little bit of party unity. But months and months and months ago, I told you, look, I hope that these men sharpen each other. I hope that Donald Trump sharpens DeSantis's critique against the deep state. And I hope that DeSantis sharpens Donald Trump on these poison jabs.
Perfectly said. Absolutely superb. That is exactly my view of it. And all I know is the general public's the real arbiter here or the real unknown. If people are engaged and informed and don't take this election for granted and get out there and vote and expose corruption, we're going to win. Ollie Alexander, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy.
We're doing live election night coverage. Hopefully you'll join us. We're going to go till 2 in the morning. coming up next week. 8 days till the key election. Judge Joe Brown's schedule. We'll cover the waterfront with him. Always amazing. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, of all the sick things going on out there, I've seen the Democratic Party playing down fentanyl, which we know in the blue cities, as I've witnessed it for myself in L.A. and other areas, they're telling the police to stand down on, that's killing over 100,000 people a year we know of. And here's Jimmy Kimmel making jokes about fentanyl and making fun of Herschel Walker, acting like fentanyl's no big deal. This makes me want to throw up.
Around the corner. And now the people of China and Mexico are dressing fentanyl up to look like candy.
This is the new right-wing scare story right now. Mexico is sneaking fentanyl into candy bars. And, you know, I looked at the effects of fentanyl on the DEA website. They include sedation, drowsiness, dizziness, and confusion, which sounds a lot like Herschel Walker to me.
So last night, Jimmy Kimmel did a skit on kids and people that have passed away and died from fentanyl. So distasteful. People are canceled and on TV for ridiculous things. This guy's joking about a pandemic, epidemic of deaths in this country by fentanyl in this country. And I don't see where the humor is from that. It's disgusting what he's done, what he said. And there's somebody that should be canceled. Talking about the death of my daughter and other people that are suffering in this country for the last couple of years with 300 deaths or better a day. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Jimmy Kimmel, viral this. I fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition from the planet. And until they release the flight logs, you, the mainstream media, Hollywood, are all pedophiles to me.
Now, let's talk about evil. They knew that the COVID shots would erase your immune system, give you heart attacks, and make you get sick from COVID. Everything they said was a lie. But how long has this been going on? If you go back to the two anthrax rounds they did in the 90s and in 2000, it conservatively, Congress found, killed over 40,000 people. That was a beta test to see if this criminal group in our government could kill that many people and then get away with it. And since they got away with it, now they've scaled up with the shots and have killed conservatively 10 million people. And it's going to kill more. But let's talk about chemotherapy that almost never works and almost always brings the cancer back, and that the doctors get kickbacks from. Well, the doctors also got kickbacks if they said you were a COVID patient. If they put you on a ventilator, they got $50,000+. It's a bounty to kill people, and they're just ratcheting up and expanding the level of these operations to have the institutions be mercenary to carry out these crimes and have the doctors and scientists who know COVID was a fraud made in the lab, who know the shots are deadly, go along with all of this and be corrupted. And now as it all comes out, they're involved in the cover-up, further corrupting them. Here's a clip of a well-known doctor I've interviewed many times laying out what really happens with chemotherapy.
about cancer a little bit. Various types out there. What are some of the things that you've seen in terms of your patients, and what some of the things that you've been able to do?
A better thing to talk about in relationship to cancer. Well, I will talk about that, right? A better thing to talk about, however, is the relationship between profits and cancer in the United States. There was a study that was published, I believe it was in 1994. It was a 12-year program, 12-year study. They looked at adults who had developed cancer as an adult, not childhood cancer, but adult cancer, right? And this is the main types of cancer that we get here in the United States. They did a meta-analysis of these people all around the world who developed cancer as adults for 12 years and were treated with chemo. And they looked at the results. And they published the results in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. And the results? 97% of the time, chemotherapy does not work. 97% of the time, it doesn't work. So why is it still used? It's one reason, and one reason only. Money. If you go to a medical doctor, an MD, with a sinus infection, and that doctor prescribes an antibiotic, he gets no financial kickback. Now, if he prescribes 5,000, you know, of that antibiotic in 1 month, the drug company that makes it might send him to Cancun for a conference, right? But he gets no direct remuneration. It's not with chemotherapeutic drugs, it's different. Chemotherapeutic drugs are the only classification of drugs that the prescribing doctor gets a direct cut of. So if your doctor prescribes chemotherapy for you, here's how it goes, more or less. The doctor buys it from the pharmaceutical company for $5,000, sells it to the patient for $12,000, insurance pays $9,000, and the doctor pockets the $4,000 difference. And there ought to be a law. The only reason chemotherapy is used is because doctors make money from it. Period. It doesn't work 97% of the time. If Ford Motor Company made an automobile that exploded 97% of the time, would they still be in business? No. This is the tip of the iceberg of the control that the pharmaceutical industry has on us. Most people have no idea of this at all. Now, I wrote a book. It's called The MD Emperor Has No Clothes, right? In my book, I have a bulleted list of 10 questions that every cancer patient should ask their doctor. 10 questions. I've had patients kicked out, literally, kicked out of the oncologist's office because the doctor was PO'd that the patient was asking them these questions. And these are just common sense questions. Cancer treatment in the United States, we have lost the war on cancer. We have lost the war on cancer. Why? Because cancer is not a reductionistic phenomenon. Cancer is a holistic phenomenon. And when you try to bring a reductionistic methodology like drugs and surgery to bear on a holistic phenomenon, you will completely miss the boat each and every time. You cannot do it. Medical doctors are like colorblind art critics. They can see that that's a boat. They can see the black and white outline, but they're completely blind to all of the colors and textures that make up the substance of the thing. There's no difference with cancer. The reason that people get cancer in the United States and the reason that we have completely lousy outcomes is because medical doctors are driving the research bus. When women get together and do a 5K run for breast cancer, all of that money, do you think any of that money goes to nutritional research? Do you think any of that money goes to homeopathic research or acupuncture or traditional Chinese medicine or naturopathic research? No. All of it goes to drugs and surgery, which do not work. Now, why aren't those women running for selenium? If every girl in this country took 200 micrograms of selenium, in one generation, we'd eliminate breast cancer by 82%. That's a big number. Why aren't we doing that? Because medicine in the United States is a for-profit industry, and most people are completely unaware of this. And most people bow down to the altar of MD-directed high-tech.
I haven't interviewed him in years. I'm going to get him back on. So they're just upping the scale of the cancer industry and all these other scams they run with COVID. Of course they know the shot doesn't work, except it makes you sicker. It's deliberate. Do some of the doctors not know what they're part of? Yeah. And the ones that do know what's happening, like Dr. Peter McCullough, who's done 600 major studies, run FDA major trials, one of the top cardiologists in America, they're trying to strip him of his medical license because he said the shots won't work and they're dangerous, which is all proven correct. But they can't have him celebrated. They can't have him proven right. No, they've got to punish him and say the doctor that said this is bad is being sued and lost his medical license. You have to rally around the people the enemy's attacking, and who've been proven right. Dr. Peter McCullough's flying in Saturday. We're doing a special two-hour broadcast with him next Saturday. We'll be right back with a ton of breaking news and so much more. Please stay with us.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Serious here. This is absolutely wild, but it's what we knew was going on. But it's all being externalized. It's not being hidden anymore. We know Obama put several billion dollars in a stay behind network when Trump got elected, countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, which was then used by the agencies domestically to attack the American people and censor and control. And that it was Democrat deep state stay behind groups that then coordinated all the attacks and disinformation and election fraud that we then witnessed after that. And we know the groups like G2, that's the so-called International Credit Agency based in Boston, and others that have been running the establishment of a secret social credit score operation. And now it's coming out that under Obama and even under Trump, because he wasn't running it, it was a rogue group, and then now under Biden, it's expanded, that they have the State Department, the CIA, the big banks, with legacy media, they're seen as the professionals, surveilling even your private messages and email, if you're on Google Mail or using Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, you name it. So they're illegally spying on you, not just the NSA, but they're illegally spying on you, and then they farm out to the minions at the big tech companies who to go and shut down. It's incredible. So now The Intercept just came out with a huge bombshell report, Truth Cops, with these FOIA requests that were honored. And in it, what's going on? You have the Department of Homeland Security working with legacy dinosaur media and other federal agencies and J.P. Morgan Chase and others surveilling your email, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Google, your bank account, where these leftist activists are given access to everything. This is just a scandal beyond anything ever known. No wonder they're so arrogant, because they've got a bunch of leftist SJWs that went and got their college degree and were invoked into the cult of absolute criminal activity. And they're just normalizing. Okay, yeah, we read your email, we read your private messages, and we watch your bank accounts. And we're going to put you in a freaking FEMA camp because the head of the ADL said so, and don't be against that. You're a Nazi. You're going to a camp. You're taking a forced shot. We're censoring you. Or you're Hitler. You're Hitler. You're Hitler. You know, they're the ones act just like Hitler. And they've got the emails. They've got the text messages. They've got it all, where DHS is coordinating with the private sector to attack the American people criminally. It's all coming out. And then you've got the head of the ADL threatening Elon Musk over the weekend in a letter saying, we want Trump banned, we want Alex Jones banned, and if you do not ban them, we will get you. And we have the head of the EU coming out over the weekend and saying, we'll criminally charge you, Musk. We're not just going to spy on people and censor them. We're going to control and we're going to organize people to attack them. The left is in control of the technocracy run by big banks, and they're here to hurt us, and they will, if we don't recognize what criminals they are and completely break with them and realize how deep we are in this. Left-wing EU commissioner warns Musk, the bird will fly by our rules. Threatens criminal and civil charges, billions in fines, if they don't follow their rules to censor questioning elections, questioning lockdowns, questioning forced injections, questioning open borders, questioning anything. Because the truth is, Musk, if he's for real, is about to find out how they're in there running it all. Government agencies, private contractors, leftist groups, they kind of let the cat out of the bag about 3 years ago. They had Humpty Dumpty up there, Brian Stelter on his weekend show, Reliable Sources with Oliver Darcy. And they said, yes, we've banned him on all these things, but we're checking with Facebook to see if he has a WhatsApp and to see if he's using it. Next week they go, well, we found out Alex Jones does not have a WhatsApp. So they call up Facebook. Facebook goes and checks. Goes, no, Jones isn't on that. They do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. That's who they are. And they think they're going to beat us. They have all the money and all the systems, but everybody hates them. Everybody knows they're scum. So I want to play this clip, and I've got to get this living legend back on the show soon, G. Edward Griffin, who was very successful in business, heard about the New World Order, didn't believe it, investigated it, found out it was true, and in the 60s and on made films and best-selling books that we stand on those shoulders today. Here he is in the 60s, early 60s, producing a TV program about communist documents that came out in 43 of how they plan to call American populist anti-Semitic or fascist. And you hear this playbook, you go, that's the exact playbook today. Why do they keep running it? Because it's worked until now, because we didn't warn enough people about the playbook. So here from the historic vault is G. Edward Griffin.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, when certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind.
And that is exactly where we are today. And they know they need to cut you off from God to be purely evil, so there's no way you could ever turn back to the Holy Spirit and get out of their cult. So the entrance pass, the ticket, is to have sex with small children or cut their balls off, cut their genitals off, cut their breasts off. Like, okay, you don't want to screw kids. At least mutilate them, give them poison drugs, have them inducted into a group to cut their genitals off so they can't have children. Let us murder their genetic potential and murder their future, and then we'll let you in the cult. And once you understand that, you understand it all. So I'm going to play a clip that I played yesterday when we come back, and then the new clips where I said, hey, at least Paul Pelosi was having, you know, weird S&M sex with a man. There were no kids there. The police report, 911 tape, they go in, draw guns, or beat each other with hammers in their underwear in a bedroom. That's what really happened. Hell of a lot of hand. I said, well, at least there wasn't a kid involved. Oh, sorry. Unknown person opened the door. Unknown person let them in. Who's the unknown person? Well, Paul Pelosi's attacker, nudist ex-lover, is pedophile, who bought sex dolls for their sons and is in jail for raping children.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever.
That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, fighting the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless, and good luck. Good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, the police show up late last week at one of the Pelosi compounds in San Francisco, and they suppress what really went on there. We're told a Trump supporter, hours after it happened, broke in and said, "Where's Nancy?" and did all this. But then we have the 911 tape we've already aired a couple times. I'm not going to air it again. And the police are like, we told he knows him. His name's David. He's a friend. They're in the bedroom. They're in their underwear with hammers beating each other when the police come in. That's the police report, the police press conference. So two dudes in a bedroom in their underwear beating each other with hammers. Okay. An unknown person let them in. They won't say who that person is. And then they go into overdrive to demonize anybody, threaten to sue anybody that talks about it, but it's too late now. It's like the Hunter Biden laptop and the rest of it. So I said on the Sunday show last night, I said, well, at least no children were involved. Well, Paul Pelosi's attacker, nudist ex-lover, who the media talked to and got involved, who he lived with for a decade, is a pedophile who ran porn sites, all sorts of weird stuff, all sorts of psychedelic institutes, and who got arrested for stalking and trying to sexually pick up 14-year-old boys and bought sex dolls for their sons to use. That's David DePapa's progressive lover. So that's who he was set in the records as living with. You got to look into this. But it's just par for the course for these people. But don't worry, Rob Reiner claims Trump directly responsible for attack on Paul Pelosi, calls for indictment. They're calling for Elon Musk to be arrested for questioning what's happening. That's the left now. They go, just like Alex Jones, sue him or arrest him. You can't question anything we're doing. And this guy is in all these photos and videos at nudist colonies where children are. What a group of creeps. And as I've said over and over again, the big bad wolf doesn't come at the little kid as a big bad wolf. In that parable, children were always taught to not get molested or assaulted or raped or killed. He dresses up like grandma. The serial killer pedophile dresses like a woman in the famous European archetype. And we got all these videos in Europe, UK, US, Canada, Australia. It's the same cult. Of men dressed up like women going after children at playgrounds as their disguise, or now the new thing is as babies. So here's footage. Grown man who identifies as a baby gets kicked out of a children's park approaching children. I'm going to play this clip because that's how they dress as women or they dress as children. And then the argument by the left is, well, if you identify as a child, well, you can be a child. And you heard the head of Spain's cultural federal agency say, well, children should have sex with adults. It's a good thing. Played that a month ago. So this is a pedophile cult that wants our children. But the wolf likes to dress up like a child or like a woman so they're not as threatening to the little girls and boys. So here's the footage. Grown man who identifies as a baby gets kicked out of children's park. Wearing a diaper and a onesie. This is in the UK. And they're told this is their identity. This is who they are. That's what this is all about. But this guy is less of a threat than the school teachers giving bounties and the school nurses giving bounties if they convince your 7-year-old or 5-year-old to get on the fast track to having their breasts or genitals cut off. Then it's liberal and loving. Here's Laura Logan talking about why they're really coming after our children and why they're obsessed with hurting children, period. That's their goal. Here it is.
Because one of the things I asked him is I said, I get it, but I don't get it, the children. I have such a problem with this. You got to explain this one to me. And he said, well, first of all, you're looking at it the wrong way. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, they don't define children the way you do. They don't define the world the way you do. The choices that you face are not their choices, right? They look at it completely differently. And I said, well, okay, so how do they look at it? And he said, for them, everything is defined by their one fundamental, all-consuming purpose. I said, which is what? He said, to defeat God, right? Because this is the moment, I mean, for them, it's about the real God, the true gods are them and Satan, yeah. There, mm-hmm. Right? And so he said, children are the closest thing on earth to God. because we are created in the image of God. And as, you know, from the moment we're created, we haven't had time to be corrupted and to stray. So for them, the younger you are, the closer you are to God, the more pain they can inflict on God. So the more you can make a baby or a small child suffer, the greater your victory over God. And that is the only consideration for them. Outside of that, doesn't exist.
And that's why Antifa comes out armed when little kids are brought in to give money, in many cases to convicted pedophiles that sit in their laps. It's a ritual of abomination. The full video is on InfoWars.com. Anti-groomer activist assaulted when he crashes drag queen pedophile time. San Diego. Now they start assaulting him and shoving him out. As they have a stage, an offering to the god, a man dresses a woman with children giving him offerings. These people are unbelievably evil. Yeah, what about history speech? Many of these grown men that are there being part of this. We know where the evil's at. It's at these events, folks. Don't be violent. Just expose them. And don't stop. We're going to beat them. They can't help their hunger to go after innocence and hurt the children. We'll have him on the show tomorrow. All right. Judge Joe Brown's always great. We had him scheduled. I don't know what happened. Maybe confusion on the day. He'll be with us soon. But that's okay because I was kind of happy he was here, but I almost canceled him today because I had all this news to hit. So when we come back, I want to talk about the war and Ukraine and these drones they're attacking Russian ships with and the grain shipments being cut off and how that ties into diesel. And more on Elon Musk. Is he really running Twitter? Is he really censoring people? It was a big purge of conservatives over the weekend. People were saying Elon Musk did it. Well, I know who did it. I don't know if Elon Musk is a good guy or not, but I know it obviously wasn't him. The left's throwing a fit. That he's trying to take control, so they're trying to get their licks in while they still can. So that's all coming up on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. And we're only running two more days and it's over. Up to 60% off InfowarsStore.com with promo code 1776. That's Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's DNA Force Plus. That's X3. You need to experience these and it funds the show. Take action now. InfowarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Isn't it interesting? You can't swing a stick around these Democrats and not hit a pedophile. Nudist ex-lover of Paul Pelosi attacker, the female pedophile, in jail for activities against children. What a nasty, 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 nasty group of people. They want our innocence. They want our future. They want our children. And now we have Russian strikes intensifying, knocking out power in most of Ukraine that's not Russia held. And you have Western powers openly talking about nuclear war, and the Pentagon last week saying, well, we now reserve the right for first strike in a non-nuclear conflict. We'll hit any targets we want with nukes, which then escalates the doomsday clock up even further. Why are the big central banks doing this? Because they're losing control. They know their Ponzi scheme's coming to an end. The bubble's bursting. And if anything, they're bold. They're planning even more crises to get us in line. And anybody that serves this system that is predatory and destroying all of us is insane. Much of Ukraine capital without power and water after new Russian airstrikes. Much of Ukrainian capital and the rest of the countries without electricity or water after the latest round of major Russian airstrikes today. Russian military announced successful strikes on multiple of the country's vital infrastructure facilities. The world's most heavily armed governments are becoming explicitly hostile towards one another with nuclear weapons. A very important Zero Hedge article up on Infowars.com. Here's another headline out of Vice. U.S. to put nuclear-capable B-52s in Australia as Taiwan invasion fears grow. B-52s have a combat range of 14,000 kilometers, capable of delivering both nuclear and conventional weapons. The U.S. is set to deploy 6 nuclear-capable 52 bombers to northern Australia and build dedicated facilities to house them, according to ABC News, published on Monday. The Australian broadcaster Current Affairs Program, Four Corners, revealed U.S. documents detailing an expansion plan for the Tyndall Air Base south of Darwin in Australia's Northern Territory, which included a squadron operations facility in addition to a maintenance center and parking areas for B-52s. So that's, again, sleepwalking into Armageddon. Breaking. Disastrous escalation. NATO to place nukes in Finland on Russia's border. Again, another massive, massive provocation in all of this. Let's get out of NATO. Discontent soars across Europe as Russian sanctions backfire. Russian sanctions against Russia have been considered a powerful foreign policy tool by the U.S. and EU to paralyze Moscow back to the Stone Age through sanctions against Moscow, entirely backfired, sparking the worst cost of living crisis for Europeans in a generation. And now there's massive protests taking place across the continent. Russia has now officially come out and accused the British Navy of destroying Nord Stream pipeline, and they've given specific details of the NATO-led operation. But the southern border is wide open, and fentanyl is flooding across the border. The globalists don't care that China's shipping in fentanyl. They love that. What they don't like is China's not taking orders directly from them when China has been a project of that operation. But look at this footage right now of your TV viewer. This is one of the admitted drone attack boats loaded with explosives going towards a Russian frigate. You see a helicopter flying around, shooting at it, finally stopping the drone. Who released this footage? The Ukrainians. And why is this important? They had a peace deal agreed to in July, brokered by Turkey, that around that particular port, they would not attack anybody's ships. The Russians haven't done that. And that's the port bringing grain out, 30% of the world's wheat production to the planet, like the Middle East and Africa and the United States and the places. That's the breadbasket. And so now they've attacked a humanitarian mission. But that's okay because he's Zelensky. He can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants, any way they want. And it just gets more and more insane and dangerous from then. And then we just sit here. Perhaps tomorrow I should just open the phones up and talk to truck drivers. Everybody knows diesel's $5 a gallon on average, but it runs out by the 19th. Sure, there'll be a few stockpiles here and there, but the national capacity's gone. No reserves. And then they can't keep up, and there won't be enough fuel, and you will have a real lockdown because 77%. In the latest numbers, of all commerce is carried by 18-wheelers by major diesel trucks in this country. I said 70 because that was the number I saw before. They looked it up today, and it's increased the last few years. So 70-plus percent, because they haven't upgraded our rail lines. Those are falling apart. What is that going to look like, and how was that allowed to happen? By shutting down refineries? By regulations? Biden a year ago shut down the biggest diesel refinery in the U.S. Just did it. Because he said it's part of a transition. We're going to teach you how this works. Remember what Biden said? He said he cut the clip right here. Maybe you guys can find it. I meant to send it to you. Biden in Syracuse yesterday. When I took office, the economy was in ruins. No, you put the economy attempted to with your lockdowns. The Democrats ran. Trump went along with it. But since you got in, it's gotten 10 times worse. And now he's got the nerve to say it was in ruins, but now it's strong as hell. Everybody knows that's a bald-faced lie. So what are they trying to do? Create unrest, create hunger, create fear, have new lockdowns. Say, we'll give you money if you take a shot. That's what this is. They need to get you so poor, they can dictate the terms of our surrender. But surrendering, if you knew Ted Bundy, the famous serial killer, when he pulled a gun on you in a parking lot and said, get in the Volkswagen, I'm going to take you and torture you for a couple of weeks to death, you'd fight back, even though maybe you had a 50-50 chance of not getting killed. Because you know that's the only shot you got. And it's the same thing with these people. Giving in to them only makes it worse and only ensures our destruction. That's why we've got to stand up. That's why we've got to say no. Terrell Salente always knocks it out of the park. He's about to take over for an hour. And then Owen Schroyer, the cuck destroyer, will take over 3 p.m. Central. Remember, the new order hates this broadcast. And if you want to stand up for yourself and your family and not back down to Soros and the globalists, then this is the broadcast to take articles from, videos from, take clips out, share it, re-air it. It's all trademark copyright free. Just get it out. It's free to air. Look what that means. This broadcast is free to air. Affiliates don't need agreements to carry it. TV stations, nobody. Just air it. And understand, I'm not bankrolled by the globalists or big money. I'm bankrolled by you at InfoWarsStore.com. And I've been so busy and so, you know, dealing with a lot of stuff that I've not come up with a new special. The biggest special of the year has got to end because we're selling out of so many of our staple products and won't get more for months. It's 60% off with promo code 1776 at checkout on the X3, on the DNA Force Plus, on the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, on the Brain Force Plus, on the Brain Force Ultra, and on a bunch of other products at 60% off as well. Everything is 40 to 50% off. But with promo code 1776, an additional 10. So that means the lowest thing you'll get is 50%. The highest is 60 plus double Patriot points. You need to experience Brain Force Plus. You need to experience Brain Force Ultra. Two totally different formulas, two different things. Different people like different ones. Everybody loves them overall. Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Alva Power. They're all 50 to 60% off with promo code 1776 at checkout. And we are so close to being victorious, but so close to being defeated. That's why God keeps us hungry. So we know God's in charge. But God works through you. And we're almost sold out of the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coins. It's a fundraiser coin, just like the book being signed is, at 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com. And use promo code 1776 to get $30 off on the Teddy Roosevelt coin and the other coins. Well, I guess those are sold out, but that coin for $1776, $30 off. And also get a signed book. That's a fundraiser, too. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.